Ready? 3, 2, 1. Welcome, one and all. You've just discovered the Tom and Topher podcast experiment. First word in entertainment, tainment. We explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. Boom. What's up, guys? We're here with Foreign Forest and Ashes.
What's good, bro? That was actually way more impressive.
That intro? Thanks, man.
Rolled in nicely.
It's a good opening prayer that we looked
at. Yeah, it's something we kind of built up over time.
No, you feel like you have to, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely like started out with a small little piece of that, and eventually now
have
we have
a creative tag.
Memorized. I used to have to read it. I have to go
through. Was that off the top of your head? You didn't read that?
No, that's memorized.
That's ingrained.
So dedication.
Dedication, yeah.
Exactly. A couple episodes where he butchered it, but kept it, because it was so great.
I respect it.
We're here with the Great Almighty Pumpkin.
What is that, dude? The Great Almighty Pumpkin.
And Ashes. Dude, this has been something that we, honestly, when we started this, we were like, bro, what if we could? What if we could get him on here, you know?
Yeah. Here we are.
I knew that. You and Adam were homies. And thank you, Adam, for hooking this up. This is so cool.
Gotta connect.
Gang shit.
Like, you guys make some really cool fucking music together.
Really cool music.
Appreciate you.
Like, truly. Like, this is a time where I actually get to fanboy you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I normally... like, truly. I feel like this is one... This is, like, the one time where I get to fanboy you guys. So I'm going to, for sure. But, yeah. So, like, when we first started this thing... Yeah, we're all sanitized. We got our gloves on. No, what is it? No more than 6 people in a room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, follow the rules.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Bro, let's talk about it. Corona.
Oh, yeah, that's all I see.
Corona.
I think I have
corona. Is it a...
I think I've had corona.
Get away.
Right? If we all have corona, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll just be really sick.
Yeah, we're young.
I'm containing mine.
Nah, we don't, dude. I don't even know what to.
I've been sipping Modelo's.
Yeah,
you don't know what to believe.
I don't know what to believe about that shit, bro. It could be.
Do you believe it's a problem?
I believe there's something going on for sure, but as far as it could be some sort of cover up, bro. Like, who really knows what we're being told?
Yeah,
honestly. Think about it. Like, everybody's just dumping money into
people
like
are dumping
food
stocks,
and stuff.
Bro.
Yeah,
the economy's going up right now.
Yeah,
stocks are just like this.
What do you think this is gonna do to the election?
Oh my god.
This could be some sort of propaganda.
Did you know that people's opinion on Trump is actually changing right now because of his response to this?
Like in a negative way?
In a positive way.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. There's like been research. I saw that on Twitter, I think.
Honestly, so
it's
like...
It's official.
I feel that. Have you seen those videos? I think you looked one up yesterday, but the way he's responding to this is just like... He looks tired, bro. He looks worn out.
For real.
He's just like, honestly, you guys, like...
I didn't sign up.
I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Like, this is crazy. I saw this video where this girl was on him because he called it like the China plague.
Oh yeah, the Chinese virus.
Yeah, dude, and she was like, "That's racist."
Everywhere. Now.
He's like, "No, not at all. It's not racist." He's
like, "Where's that? It's from China."
China. He says it comes from.
Seen that.
It comes from
China. I haven't
China.
Even seen that. I want to see it.
Dude, this is a meme.
You can look it up. You should look it up. Honestly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, look it
Let's
up.
Do it.
Dude, this thing, like, I was talking to this lady, I work at Starbucks, I was talking to this lady, she's 80 years old, she has lived through, I think she was one during World
That's
War II,
old as fuck.
Yeah, but she was saying she has never seen anything like this in her entire life, like a reaction to really anything, not even the Vietnam War, Korea, she was one during World War II, but this is like a whole new thing.
I feel like people weren't as brainwashed by technologies back then, though.
That's true, dude.
Like, people literally rely on the media and, like, technology now.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much control in the media right now. Like,
people just believe
it's dangerous.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Here's the video.
Oh, he didn't show the video.
I haven't even seen it.
Virus. There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this? A lot of people say it's China. Racist.
It's not racist at all, no. Not at all. It comes from China. It comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yes, John. Yes.
Damn.
I have great love for all
honestly,
the people
is it,
from our
this
country.
This whole period in time is going
to
go down.
As you know, China tried to say...
One, this pandemic, and two, fucking, just Trump as a president. Like, this is gonna go. Just we will be in history books like this point in time. Like,
oh yeah, it's just
this if we even make it to history books. Like, if this isn't going to be complete fucking apocalypse,
it right? feels like yeah. There's, you know, like last year or it's probably been like a little over a year ago that I started like looking into the simulation theory, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah. you know, yeah. like. We live in a simulation, ah, ha ha ha, and then now I'm like, ah, ha. I'm not sure. Like yeah, this might be real,
yeah,
bro. This might be the end of the world. What
yeah,
do you think about that?
We know it, yeah.
You know,
our
what
world.
What if 2 years from now we're living in little huts?
I would prefer that.
You know, that's yeah. so crazy too, because I feel like I'm so close to happiness, and that would be the time in the simulation to where you just die and then you
respawn. Yeah, respawn.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's so true.
Just, I feel what? Like people are growing further away from each other with all this technological advancement. I feel like if we just all went back to living in huts and shit, everything would be better.
Oh, yeah.
Family,
we're all
you know,
like training,
I believe that.
Server.
It's about time. So much greed in the world, they just need mm-hmm. to reset from the simulation, bro. But that's just crazy. I'm so close.
And that's probably what will happen. You know, we'll get wiped out by some major event.
Something.
They'll rebuild and the same shit will just happen again.
That reminds me, I forgot where I heard this, but they were talking about how, like, a lot of the people who would get captured by Native Americans, you know, like, back in the day, you know, like, 1800s, back yeah. when we were trying
good
to...
good old times.
Yeah. Take over America as we know it. They, they would capture these white people, take them to their tribes, and you would either get killed or they would keep you, and if they keep you, they would treat you just like... one of their own, you know?
Yeah.
And so some of these people, they ended up getting recovered and taken back to like actual society.
Right.
And they wanted to go back because they liked that life of like living in huts.
They preferred it.
Hunting, fishing.
Yeah.
Like just
purpose.
Purpose, yeah. People don't have purpose, bro.
Yeah.
No purpose.
They seek comfort.
They have routine. Just constantly trying to break that routine. Like,
I feel like we're really ingrained into like what we do now. I feel like it would be really hard for everybody to transition to do that type of shit. I feel like everybody just wants everything handed to them right now. So whether it's a new iPhone or a new car that drives itself, like they just want everything done for them.
Yeah.
So do I. Like I have a smart house, all these smart lights and shit. Like it's just
it's
interesting.
But why not? Like why wouldn't you want everything done for you? Like we have,
exactly.
you know, like it's easy. Like
I think
about.
It'd be cool to integrate this type of technology with nature. You know, like figure out how to live with nature. You know, we don't have to just go back and abolish technology, but like figure out how to not fuck up the earth.
Yeah.
Or live with it.
Right. I see these like pictures of like. I follow a lot of art accounts, and they have these pictures of the future buildings, and all of them are like riddled with plants mm-hmm. all the way up. And I totally feel like that's how it's going to be, like all these giant buildings, but they have to implement like some sort of balance,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to build this building here, you have to do something for nature, right? Because the way we did it before is just destroying everything that we have here.
Facts.
Yeah. Like we figure out a way to, instead of like drawing from natural resources... for like a technological advancement, we instead integrate into it like a building within a tree or something.
Exactly.
Crazy like that.
We're like super adaptable as humans. Like we've talked about this a couple of times. Like we're like ants. If you just like put your foot down on an ant trail, they'll find their way, you know,
right.
every time. They'll find their way back. And that's yeah. how we are. We just find our way back. Like with this coronavirus, everything. We'll find our way back.
Right.
Or we won't.
Or we won't, and it'll be the end.
Yeah, or we won't.
Like, we're just fuzz.
We're the end of everything we know.
I'm talking to a lot of boomers, and they're just telling me all these things of like, oh, bro, like, stop paying your bills now. Like, really start gearing up and just tuck, like, just fucking bunker down at home. Like, my last, like, 4 months, bro, like, man, it's just, like, I got people just boomers really just getting me on my.
All these doomsday
shit.
Preppers?
Yeah. It's like interesting to think about, but it's like, bro, because
I mean, like, if I had a bunker, I'd find any excuse to go. So.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. People are waiting for it.
People were literally waiting for this shit.
They're like, I knew it.
Those bunkers usually always look cool, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I have
like, I would love to chill there for a couple of years. Right.
That's why those shows are always so cool. You're like, I want to go in that. Right. Like, I want to live in there for a little while. Mm-hmm. Not forever,
there's
just a
little
while.
There's no way if there was anything super detrimental that is going to happen, like, the media would tell us, because it would just cause an absolute fucking outrage, riots, like, so I believe if there was anything crazy that's happening, like, they would keep it low-key, like, try to cover it up with some shit, so they,
facts,
we'll see what's good.
I have these two Russian twins that come into my store, and they were talking about how, I mean, they just moved here, they just learned English, like, 2 years ago. And they were talking about, like, in their country, which they aren't from Russia. It's like this little country right next to Russia. And like this stuff they said happens all the time. Their country goes on lockdown, like some sort of thing breaks out, war, whatever it is, they go on lockdown. And she's like, people are, they're reacting more than like the people in my country did when you would see people dying in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
Like littered in the streets. She's like, I see nobody dying in the streets, like, yeah. Why are people panicking? She doesn't understand. And she was talking about how she lost her job, her sister lost her job, they had two jobs, both gone, they can't go to church anymore, and Russians love their church because most of them came here so that they could worship who they wanted. Mm-hmm. And then now Starbucks is shut down, so they can't go to the only other place they would go besides there. So they're just like, well, we're going to be homeless.
Yeah.
We have nowhere to go to cry. So we just stay at home and we just worry about how we're going to pay our bills. I'm like, damn. So like to her, this coronavirus like has affected the economy way more than it affected anybody with the actual sickness. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? My mom's, like, freaking out, bro. She thinks this is, like, the end of the world. She's like, you guys cannot go do this podcast.
For real?
Yeah, she was truly worried. So she's like, you're going to spread it.
You're going to spread it.
I'm like, Mom, if it's going to get spread, it's going to get spread. Like, me driving 300 miles, I'm sorry.
We're taking precaution.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us.
We're hunkered down. I mean, I should have gotten the Magnums, like I said. But
yeah. Oh, well.
Bro, end of the world. You listen to Graham Hancock, huh?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Who's that?
The Magicians of the Gods.
Oh, yeah.
Graham Hancock.
I thought you were talking about like a music artist for a second.
I told you I had something.
It's a jazz trumpet player.
Yes,
yeah.
This is actually his that he gave to me, that I told him we're going to give to you. But oh, yeah. You can definitely read that whenever you want.
Gang shit.
Fucking. Appreciate basically, that book is about,
no, I've heard him talk about it.
He pretty much talks about how like there's been multiple other
advanced civilizations,
but like pretty much apocalypses where people have either like asteroidal collisions or floods where like sections of the world just got completely wiped out and they had to restart. Magicians of the Gods.
It's like a Bible.
It's not how the hardcover.
The word of the Lord.
No, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, no problem, man.
I'm definitely going to dive into that.
I'd bring you a book, Adam, but I don't think you read.
No, this fool actually sit here and started casting some spells on my ass and shit.
He did?
No, he will.
This dude talks about, like, end of the world shit and, like, this could be, like, a virus could very well, like, take us all out. Like, if it was truly serious enough, you know.
Yeah. Did you see that Bill Gates TED Talk where he was talking about, like, a war isn't, or, like, a nuke isn't going to be, like, wipes it. It's going to be some sort of virus that wipes us.
It's crazy.
He said that, like, 2015 or something. Like, he said this,
Damn.
So like, what can you do to stop it, you know?
2010, fucking, who knows when that was up there.
What can you do to stop it? You can't. Once it gets so bad, you know?
Right.
You think it's getting there?
We'll see, I guess.
I hope not. I fucking hope
not. I surely hope not.
A lot of unknowns.
Yeah. Like you said, that would be kind of cool to go back to that, like,
there is a lot
zombie
of unknowns.
Apocalypse type fallout.
Like, I keep seeing a bunch of people saying, like, oh, like, we're making this, what's it called? Vaccine. Like, we can make a vaccine for this in the future and shit. Like, we gotta fix it first. Like,
he and I were talking the other night. I was saying, one of the beautiful things about this is now everyone's forced to be at home. They're used to their routine. Like, go to work, come home, watch Netflix, go to sleep, go to work, come home, dot, dot, dot. Now they're just home all the time. And they get bored of Netflix. And so then they start diving into hobbies, like things they used to do when they were a kid or a teenager. And now they're realizing, like, man, I hate my routine. And I'm going to, when this is all over, I'm going to go back to work. But at night, I'm just going to start on my projects.
Yeah.
And then this, like, changes people into, like, a more creative because this is affecting millions of people.
For real.
So at least a few thousand will, like, have that moment where they're realizing, like, I need to abandon this stupid routine and do what I love.
And every artist right now, they're in the studio because you have to be quarantined. So we're all at home. We're doing shit. Exactly.
We're podcasting here.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're able to do this.
Everybody has the opportunity right now to actually link up, even though we're not supposed to.
But a lot of people are going to waste it. A lot of people are just sitting on the news, just, oh no.
Grocery shopping.
I gotta go get some paper towels. Come back, get on the news. What do I need now? Just flipping through. People are so scared. I think it's truly the news, dude.
Dude, my grandma is calling me every day, like, what do you need? Like, I'm at Walmart.
What a good grandma.
Yeah, she's a great grandma. Bless her heart. But she should not be doing that shit.
I feel like people who are, like, I don't know how old your grandma is, but people who are older, they're, like, prepared, you know? They've been through some weird times where they had to, like, stockpile some shit, you know?
It's kind of like just bringing them back.
Yeah. And, like, I started thinking, like, we do have a pretty lax idea about how we, like, Postmates, for example.
Food for real. I love that shit.
Like, that's a crazy thing to exist. We just sit in our room, order food, and somebody just brings it to us, like, right to our door. You can even, like, have them just leave it there. You don't even have to see them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just leave it there. And, like,
they're thriving right
80
now.
Years ago, somebody thinking of that? Never. You just order that from your room on your little phone. Don't even have to call anybody or speak to them.
You just click a button, and someone brings it to you.
And, like, we have this mentality, like, young people, that we can't be hurt by anything, like, we're too advanced. We're too big.
Mm-hmm. We're alphas.
And then a virus comes, and we're like, we didn't think of that. Nobody thought of that. Nobody thought that we could be taken out. It's all nukes. Kim Jong-un, World War III.
Can't even see.
Yeah.
Just gets in our bloodstream.
There's for sure a sickness, but what it is, bro, who knows?
Bro, KFC has these two donuts with a chicken in the middle.
No way. That's not real.
Yeah. You haven't seen
here?
It?
He wants to
eat it. Yes, everywhere.
Who? This he wants to eat it?
We gotta try it.
Let's do it.
Alright, I'll try it.
We gotta try that. What? Yeah. We gotta try it. You don't want to, Adam?
I don't know how I feel about it, dude.
Just have a nibble.
It's two glazed donuts with a chicken.
We could sample it.
Who knows what kind of quality chicken in between? Because
it's KFC. The originators of this shit.
The case stands for quality, bro.
Do you know that dude started KFC in his 60s?
Really?
Yeah.
He's alive?
Colonel Sanders.
No, he's not alive.
Shout out Colonel Sanders.
That dude was like a fuck up his entire life, and then finally, in his 60s, he struck gold.
What did he strike gold with?
That recipe. The recipe.
Yeah.
Like, how can... It's not even that gas.
It's probably so gas when it first started, though.
It's probably gas, but we haven't been there in years. Like, we need to go.
Because there's a reason.
No, it's because we're...
They're all shutting down.
Popeye's shit's on
them. It's because we're ignorant.
Oh, Popeye's. That was so good.
Popeye's is so good. That chicken
sandwich.
Remember
when we thought Chick-fil-A was the best, and then we had Popeye's, bro? We were like...
Chick-fil-A's okay.
I had KFC as a kid, like, dog meat.
Dude, now? Succeeded at 60.
Let's try it.
That's
maybe
crazy.
In his 60s. He was almost 70.
In his
70s? Yeah.
That just goes to show, never give up.
Never give up.
Yeah.
Like, think of what you could be doing in your 60s with music.
Dude.
Never
that book
give
I
up.
Gave you, War of Art. The
like you're already there.
Sorry, interrupted.
If I'm still doing this shit, when I'm 60 though, like,
You totally could, dude.
I would be content, but shit, like, I'm trying to do way more.
Think about, like, Ozzy Osbourne. Think about, like, all those old guys who are still, like, touring right now.
Axl
Rose.
I would
love to get huge like that.
That'd be crazy.
Just timeless.
Never give up. You could be, dude, for sure.
I would be lit.
So, like, totally lost where I was.
Talking baked as fuck.
Graham Hancock. Oh, yeah. So, the fucking, the news, bro. Like, my mom, she has the news on 24-7.
Mm-hmm. I hate the news.
And, like, she's sitting there just freaking out. Every time I come in and out, it's a new thing. You need to be scared of this. You need to be scared of that.
People will live by the news.
Yeah, bro. It's all just fed to us. And, like, what a lot of people don't understand, which you probably understand just based off of, like, how your guys' shit works, is clicks pay, you know?
Yeah.
Every time someone clicks on whatever you're doing, it pays, you know?
Facts.
And so, like, they try and shovel out these crazy news articles that scare you. You get the click, and then it's not necessarily even about what they're screaming at you about.
Yeah.
But they keep you intrigued.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, they don't even know that that's going on. Mm. You know, you tell somebody, like, hey, like, people are getting paid for that. They're like, no, what do you mean they're getting paid? Every time you click their shit, monetization, all that stuff, you're getting paid for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Americans love that, too. Yeah. Just like that drama.
Black pepper in my room.
Yo, I'm on the podcast right now.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. Shout out my dad.
But American TV, just, they love drama. Like, I remember watching Kitchen Nightmares, the American version, and it's like dun dun dun. Then you watch the British version, it's like super calm. It's like, hey man, your oven's a little bit dirty.
You know, they're super just nice and dramatic. Polite.
Yeah. That's the same guy, Gordon Ramsay. But I don't know. It's just like, and that's how the news has become. It's just another evening television show.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Creating, there's always breaking news. Always.
People have a fear of missing out too.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to not know what's going on. They need to find breaking news.
All this crazy shit happening, like, they don't not want to know what's going on.
Bro, but you said something super interesting. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
You said, like, if martial law is implemented, then there's no media. There's nobody to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
Everybody has to stay indoors. Everyone. Is that true?
Yeah, martial law, there won't be shit going on. There will not be fucking... There might be, like,
everyone.
A radio station of, like, a government
people thing. Podcasting.
Yeah. It's all, like, propaganda.
But you wouldn't be able to...
It's all propaganda.
Just capitalism propaganda.
There would be free food. Marshall, they would, like, have to deliver. They would make areas where you pick up free food.
It parachutes into your backyard.
Yeah, drones.
Yeah.
Deliver to your front door. No, martial law was enacted, it would definitely go into... We'd all get free food. Like, shit would be so crazy.
Free food?
Really?
Free food?
It would be dog meat food.
I feel like people like me, I don't know shit about martial law. If that's implemented, what? I don't know shit about it.
It's completely, there is no more, it's military law. Like, all the BPDs, like, even they have to stay home, and straight fucking Coast Guard type shit comes.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Straight military,
they have to
trucks, like military trucks in the street, they fence barriers.
Trucks driving by with, like, an announcement on the loop. Stay in your homes.
Yeah.
Stay. There's helicopters. Just,
like, armed. They're just armed. Like,
that's crazy. It's crazy that it's almost coming to that.
It will come to that. It'll only get to that if there's riots and shit.
You said it won't come to that?
It will if there's riots. I don't know if it will or not.
But here's the thing, like, Here's what I heard about the rioting, dude. People, sorry, what?
No, that's it. Let's watch the Contagion and find out.
Oh, yeah.
After the podcast.
But the rioting thing, people, they are losing their jobs, and a lot of places aren't able to pay them as they were scheduled. Mm-hmm. So they're just done. And they're going to run out of money. They're going to run out of supplies. People are going to run out of baby formula for their children. They're not going to be able to feed their families, and then the riots start.
Mm-hmm.
And then martial law is implemented.
That's when that shit happens.
People are going to, once you start starving.
People to stay home, so it doesn't get to that.
People get pissed when they're hungry, I know.
They don't want it to get to that. That's why they want people to, like, all right, like...
But you know what?
If this spreads, we have to do that.
Just to turn it to like a more positive note, like one of the cool things about this shit is Netflix party.
Netflix party.
Because you can watch Netflix and have a chat log on the right side of the screen where you chat with all your homies.
Shout out Netflix.
Did they just make that for this? Or
it's a Google Chrome extension, so if you have an internet browser, you can use it. But I don't know if it's new, but I just started seeing it and using it.
They used to have that for the Xbox.
Me, Lund, him, Maxwell's, a bunch of people were in this shit the other night just chatting up a storm in a movie.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to get in that. I couldn't.
He couldn't figure it out. He just didn't. He wasn't patient.
You'll get it.
You'll get it next time.
Yeah, I was impatient. Maybe next time. No, speaking of all them, me and Adam were talking, and like you guys went down there. You guys did that music video, which we want to talk about. But,
shit was lit.
Yeah. But we were talking about how going down there again and getting an Airbnb, we come set with mics, interface, headphones, set it up on a table in that Airbnb in LA, and then you guys come down, podcast, we get Jacob, we can get Max, whoever's there and down to come down and kick it at our Airbnb.
I see that being possible. Oh, yeah.
We just do some podcasts down there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. It'd
be a lot of fun. But how was that music video, bro?
How was it?
I mean, that was professional.
Dude, it was way more than I expected, for sure. It was definitely one of the best weekends of this year, by far.
It was cool. Like, it was definitely a thick weekend, I would say, because, well, we just got a lot done.
Yeah.
You know.
You're doing a lot.
The video coming up. I was expecting like one, maybe two guys with a camera, you know, in like a backwood. No, there's like a full team.
Yeah, teamwork was the key of the whole weekend.
Direction, like...
You guys had a green screen.
Yeah.
Like, I saw videos of you jumping in a pool with, like, a GoPro and shit.
Everybody that was there, it was like they were so nice. Dummy thing. It was so nice. And, like, if you messed up, they were like, oh, that's so totally okay. Like,
yeah.
Do this, do that. Like, you look fine. And they walked us through the entire thing like it was easy.
Yeah.
I've never had that done. It was always more of, like, every video I've done before that was more of just, like, a run and gun. Where somebody just had a camera and they would record me singing or performing, but this was like, no, like, we're gonna get this shot, it's gonna add this to it. And so we got so many different shots like that, and I think that they were like forgetting for a second that like that there was like a feature on this track. So I was like, yo, like, we gotta make sure we get every single shot, like Adam's part, everything.
Max
so,
wasn't on it.
Max was not.
He was on just it. Chilling.
Yeah, he was just chilling, but it was like an. I think we started at 11 and we shot till 11.
Mm-hmm.
We took like a 3-hour break, so.
Yeah, we took a nap, woke up.
About 8 hours.
You guys got a little food or what?
Yeah.
Nap more than anything, but yeah. Oh, yeah, we had plenty of food that day.
Yeah,
I think we got burgers, Postmates, like.
That's the dream, bro.
Yes.
That's the dream. Like,
yeah.
That's like a movie, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely a movie of a weekend.
It was a movie of a weekend for sure.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It's like what everybody truly, like, they watch that like little peep documentary, and they're like, "I want to do that."
Yeah,
you guys are out doing that shit.
Did that shit for real.
And it starts small, bro.
I'm stoked to see how that video is gonna turn out. Like, that'll always just be a stamp of that. That video will be a memory of that whole weekend. Like,
oh god,
you know what I mean? That video will not go anywhere.
Yeah,
it'll always be on the internet. Like,
I'm excited to see how it does too, because I'm gonna be dropping it on my own channel.
Yeah,
people say
so. We're gonna need everybody's support when we drop that shit.
For real.
You only live as long as the last person who remembers you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Every person who follows you, that's another person who remembers you. That's the goal.
I'm trying to live forever.
Yeah.
Bro.
Same here.
Jimi Hendrix, he lives forever. Mm-hmm. John Lennon, he lives forever. You know what I'm saying?
Elvis Presley, that fool lives forever.
It's always music artists, you know?
Lil Pete, Mac Miller.
Like, why is that? Actors?
Because they change die lives. Out. Because, like, let's say Mac Miller for an example. Like, he was my whole sophomore to, like, senior year. I was listening to Mac Miller.
Yeah.
He was, like, wake up, smoke, like, leave school, smoke,
yeah.
Listening to Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa. But, like, when I listen to him now, it's not the same. It's still good, but it's not the same. But it brings me back to those times. That's, like, what music does.
Right. Nostalgia.
So, like, everybody listens to music for their own reasons. And so they could be... The music is good, but...
I'm making a little noise.
I don't know.
No, I wanted to hit that.
No, the music is good. People just fascinate over it in so many different ways. They create connections with it.
Yeah. Well, music is like just as potent at recalling memories as like smells do.
Yeah, that's true.
Like your grandma's like Thanksgiving dinner takes you back to when you're 8. Like a song will take you back to high school. Just as
I love Thanksgiving because it brings you back.
Yeah.
That's so true, dude. The artist will bring,
if you travel time with it.
A movie that you love, like you might like an actor in is like he'll have like a couple movies you like, but an artist you'll have like hours of songs to listen to. So it's like that'll stretch through a span of years of your life to where that's like a good percentage of your life to where you that you feel like you spent with that full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's basically like a friend, a dog. You know what I
mean? Gets you through shit.
I've always thought that like my songs, I've been making music for like 10 years now. So I've always thought that like my songs were like portals. So you can listen to a song from 10 years ago and you'll think about that year. Listen to a song 5 years ago, you think about that year, you know. You think about a song about this situation, you think about that situation.
Yeah.
You just go back to your mindset in that point in time and you can like take a step back and look at yourself and be like, damn, I've really progressed since that moment. But I also like look back at my discography and I'd be like, I miss how free I was back then. Because like I feel like as I go on, I try to perfect myself, but I'm also brushing off a lot of my good qualities. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of important to realize what you need to keep. And
you're getting over shit.
Exactly.
You're moving on. You're like growing. And then it's like you said, a little time capsule you can go back and look at. It's a crazy concept, bro.
Yeah.
And like you said, you've been making music. Like I remember you were making music with Isaac. Like at Centennial. Shane. You went to Centennial, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in Centennial.
Shout out Isaac Shane.
Shout out Isaac Shane.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. Tall guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were you making back then with him? Rap?
Yeah, it was like rap, Mac Miller inspired stuff, you know, just like boom bap rap.
Do you have anything out from back then?
Oh yeah. It's bad. I have everything that I've ever done almost on the internet. Yeah. Every song I've ever done is on the internet.
Dang. That's cool. On like a different name?
Yeah. I had a couple different aliases.
I found one of them.
Which one?
Which one was it?
It was the country song.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Lil Plushy.
Lil Plushy.
Lil Plushy, yeah. That's my side account.
Shout out to Lil Plushy. Go look it up.
But no, I just post clowning on shit on different profiles that I don't want to post on my main account. And you just gotta find them. Like, I'm not even gonna point them out.
I gave you one.
Yeah. There's so many songs. I've done like at least 1,000 songs that's out on the internet.
Really?
Sure.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But do you have like a shit ton more just stocked?
No.
No?
No.
You put them all out eventually?
I put all of the ones I care about out.
Okay.
A lot of them I took down, and now they're just floating, not anywhere.
Yeah. Hmm. You hear about some artists, and they're just always putting stuff out. They have just reserves of shit. Like, Drake, he does that. You know, those people who have, like, studios, full studios in their house, like Gucci.
Right.
You know, they're just always putting shit out.
I remember there was, like, spring break.
That's the life I want to live.
Yeah, for real. I remember it was, like, spring break, and I was with my ex at the time, and we went to the beach, and then this fool pulled up, and we were just chilling, and we were getting high as fuck. And that was, like, I was really young then. I think I was, like, 19 or 20. And that's when we just, like, really started, like, getting, like, really close and shit, like, with the music shit. And back then, it really wasn't a thing until we made the first track. What was it? Was Can I Call You Later the first track, or was it?
We did some shit on Playhouse at first, and then
the first track you guys did together.
Yeah. What track was it?
The first one ever was Scars, and then it was Can I Call You Later.
Scars. Scars was the first track.
Yeah.
I got scars from the shit you did. Yeah. I remember it now.
I don't think I've heard that one.
It's pretty fire.
So, when did you start making music, Adam? Like, when was
it? I think it was the end of 2018, like December, probably. Like,
who convinced you?
That's when, like, he got me to get on Playhouse and shit.
He was just like,
try. It was like a spontaneous thing. Like, I was house sitting. We brought the studio over to this house. They were making Playhouse. And they were just like, all right, like, hey, like, it's time, like, Adam gets on this track. And I was like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, y'all keep doing what you're doing. And then, like, they just convinced me to get on it.
What is Playhouse again?
Playhouse is me and Corey's. It's called Playhouses. It was me and Corey's album. We made three albums.
Oh, yeah. Playhouse. That's such a good album.
1, 2, and 3.
Is it with all the broken toys?
I just made that into one album called The Playhouses. There's three albums. I just put it into one.
Oh, okay. Thing. So how did he convince you to do music? She's just like,
just
come try.
Pressure. It was like,
bro, pure pressure.
He was just always there. Like, we're all there smoking, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, he's just always there seeing it.
And, like, I liked music, and I just never fucking... It's really what it comes down to, just never trying, you know? You're never confident in yourself at first, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still and then, got a lot to learn, and, like, tracks. Still learning. Every time I make a track, it's always something new that I'm, like, doing, but... It's a fun ride, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think it was definitely worth it. Stoked that I was like, all right, bad. Stoked for this one to be like, all right, like, let's go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could have just kept making music, and I could have just kept smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would have kept kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking things are definitely different now because of that.
Things are about to be way different. You guys are about to blow up. I feel it. I see it.
Now's the time for any honest.
If Corona doesn't kill us.
Yeah.
If Corona doesn't kill us.
Real
we'll still be
talk, got some real thoughts. Like, it could be the end of our simulation. We could spawn it.
Yep.
Like, it's so in the media, and we live by the media, so it's our life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
that's
I haven't
I see
met
anywhere.
One person with Corona. I haven't met one person. But I know that there's lots of people that know people with Corona. So that's a thing. Like, I personally don't have a set viewpoint that this is, like, bad yet. I feel like it's just this set up bullshit.
Well, what sucks is these weird scenarios where, like, people get sick. Like, for example, this one girl got sick. Her, she was going to have a wedding. And she was like, I'm not telling them I have Corona. We'll be fine. I'll stay my distance. Pretty much, like, everybody there got coronavirus. One of the people there was a nurse for a school. This girl goes to school and she infects all the kids.
Jeez.
This is real?
This is a story I heard from a guy at Starbucks.
Oh.
But even if it isn't real, that's totally plausible. You know what I'm saying?
No facts.
Like, that's how it happens. That's how this stuff spreads.
I
that's
like
how
to live life with, like, nothing's impossible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, back to the whole you guys making music thing. The way I figured you guys out and saw what the hell was even going on was, like, not recently, it's been a while now, I had a breakup. And, of course, when you have a breakup, like, shit like Lund just starts, like, popping up in your suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And I found Lund, and I was like, damn, this guy's good. And
shout
so I listened.
Shout out
Lund.
Big boy.
Actually, we got to see him in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
I'm a believer. That guy's good.
I'm a believer.
Hell yeah.
Believer in the craft.
He's so good. But I saw him, and then as I'm looking through my suggestions, I just see you. And I'm like, what? Like, I didn't even know you were doing anything more than, like, SoundCloud. And so I see you in the suggestions, and I see you doing songs with him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all, like, putting together. And then I see Adam in songs, Ashes. I didn't even know that was Adam,
yeah.
Ashes. And I hear the voice, and I'm like, bro, no way. And so, I mean, there was a period of time where me and you didn't really hang out, like, in between me moving to Sacramento. And I think that's when he started doing music with you.
Yeah.
And so all this stuff was, like, coming together, and I was just like, what the hell? There's, like, a little group going on here. Like, there's a little crew.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dope. It is a
it's
crew.
Like a
it's almost like Odd Future, almost. You know
it's
what I'm talking,
like,
about?
We all just look out for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, one day you guys could all be, like, that type of level, like some sort of festival with all you guys there.
I guarantee that'll happen.
All day.
Oh, my God. That'd be so dope.
Speaking into existence.
Speaking it, you guys are getting up there. It's exciting to watch, truly.
Like, it's inspirational.
Very thankful for everybody that listens, for sure.
It's all good shit. Really good. Like I said, it's my time to fanboy, you know? It's good. Like, your guys' shit, honestly, like I said, me and him both went through a breakup recently, a couple years ago. That shit gets you through it, you know? Those sad songs.
Dude, and it's crazy because it's literally, you're just hearing that somebody else went through what you went through. Yeah. And in doing that, you feel comforted.
Yeah.
So, if me making music is my therapy and I put it out and that's therapy to you, then it's like...
It's great, dude.
Fucking go.
Like, honestly, that's all you want as an artist, like, is to make the person feel how you feel, you know? Mm-hmm.
To be able
like
to...
Like you said, it's like a portal.
Exactly.
Connected. True.
Yeah.
You hear certain songs. The passion in certain songs, like... With you guys and with anybody, like, you listen to some songs, it's just like, damn, they are hurt, you know? Yeah.
Or they're singing to somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Who are you singing to?
All right. We got so many fucking questions that I haven't asked. We've just been rolling on, like, this conversation. I got some real shit I need to ask
you. We're at 41 minutes.
We got some shit to get down on. Got some questions to ask. Okay. First, just top of your heads. Biggest inspiration, Adam, like musically.
Biggest inspiration, probably overall, just over anything.
Just right now, like who's somebody you just go to and you're just like, ooh, I need to make music now. Like that's just.
I have to give it three people, like Little Peep, Young Pinch, or Shrimp.
Shrimp? Yeah. I need to get into Shrimp.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you did an interview with him?
No.
Or something? No.
My friend's blog did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I would probably say in 2014 time, I'd say Bones was my biggest inspiration. Like I saw Bones.
Bones. Okay. Yeah, Bones. I like Bones.
That kid, Team Sesh Bones. You know, I'd say he was my biggest inspiration back then. And then I started listening to some people like ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
And, they fucking worked. They ended up working. Have you guys heard their collab?
Together? Oh, yeah, I did hear that collab.
Now I would have to say more along the lines of somebody like Jack Johnson or like somebody in the chill spectrum.
Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
You know Jack Johnson,
right? Oh, yeah.
Man.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Or like early 2000s he started.
I'm somewhere right there.
Young Pinch is really good. We got to hit that concert. Are you going?
Yeah, I'm down.
Hell yeah.
When is that?
June.
If Corona don't kill us,
we'll be fine. Like, hopefully.
I just hella relate to Young Pinch, so like that was always in my ear. Yeah.
Why?
His songs are just super relatable. I just feel like he's going through always like the same kind of wave I'm riding at the time. Like when he drops a track, I'm like, dude, like this is exactly how I'm feeling right now. Like he'll drop a hype track, and then he'll drop a fucking what? He'll drop a hype track and then he'll drop a fucking like a sad track and I'll be like, dude, I was feeling hype that day too. Like, yeah, I'm feeling a little bummy. Like,
and you can play them back to back.
Yeah, and like every song he makes, I just feel like it's a good song. Like, every track he makes is not a bad track. So, yeah.
I really fuck with him too.
What's cool about the genre you guys are in is like, it's super like wide open. Like, there's no people copying each other. You know.
I feel like there's so many people copying each other.
But really?
Like, those are the people.
Do you feel like there's people copying you?
I'm sure there's people copying me because, like, in everything I do, I take parts of, you know, people's music that influences me and I implement it into my own style.
So right. But the cream, like rises to the top,
all
you know?
Copying each other.
There's a lot of people down here.
Yeah.
But there's nobody up in this.
You have to be like, able to take a style and make it your own.
You sure. And Young Pinch sound so separate.
Like, yeah, you can't just sound like somebody else, you know? Hope it'll work. Some people actually pull that off, but like I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like think of like back in the 2000s, like that type of song. Creed. Who else?
Some Pearl Jam.
Crossbridge or
Crossbridge.
I'm going home.
I'm going three doors down. That type of shit.
Nickelback. They get trolled all the time, those poor guys.
Yeah.
But the secret is they're not that bad.
Well, I'm sorry.
You don't like him?
Not really. I never really liked him.
I loved him.
Really?
No.
rock star, bro. I would clean my room to that all the time.
Yeah, that was windows open, fucking spraying Lysol on shit, just bumping rock star. Yeah.
Out of your Xbox regular.
Yeah.
Standard Xbox.
Dude, we got three people here who all were... You're born in Bakersfield, right?
Yeah.
Born in Bakersfield? Yeah.
Born and buttered.
How did you like being raised in Bakersfield? Like, how do you like your hometown?
I love my
hometown. Are you trying to get out?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'll probably be kicking it, honestly. Like, maybe one day, but in the next 5 years, I see myself probably still here somewhere.
Yeah.
But,
like, until my family is, like, out, I want to stay here, honestly. Keep it real.
I like it here.
I fuck with my family.
We're so close to everything.
There's a lot of talent near here for you guys to like collab with.
Facts. And plus, you could always go to the mountains. You could go to the beach. You could go anywhere from Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you just come back and it's home. You know?
I feel like it's what we say about Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's just California, dude.
Yeah.
California's I feel like a lot of people tell me Sac is like Bakersfield, you know? It gets really boring at times, you know.
Yeah.
We're driving through here and he's like, bro, this is just like this. This is just like this place in Bakersfield. I'm like, No. This is Bakersfield, bro.
Don't insult my hometown.
Don't ever.
This is where I grew up. This is my middle school. Shut up, I don't care.
It's not
funny. I'm over it.
And then bullied
enough. That was very interesting.
Very interesting.
You didn't go to Fruitville?
No. I was in Norris for like a year, but I went to mostly Christian school my whole life.
He's a little on the soft side.
Well, on the soft side, I went to a Christian school for freshman year.
Yeah.
High school.
Garces?
ECHS.
True, I went to Garces freshman year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my face. Did you like Garces?
Yeah.
You did?
Besides the constant detentions and having to clean shit.
Yeah.
Like, the girls were cute. Good, the food was good. Like, it was fun.
Was the food gas?
Oh, my God, bro. It was so gas.
It was a, like, private school is gas. Like,
I've never been on.
You straight up,
so much money.
If you want hot lunch one day, this is unbelievable to me. Still, they give you a slip and you have just Subway, Panda Express.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. He said no.
Fried chicken, burgers, wherever. Literally, wherever you want. Huh? A BCHS. You check off what you want. You write in, like,
you get your slip.
No, it's like a card that has all the things they're going to get delivered to BCHS. It's all just like Subway fast food type stuff, but oh my gosh, that was so fire. You go to like Centennial, the regular public school, they're just like shitting in a bun and giving it to you.
Yeah, bro.
They slap a Tyson patty on the bun.
Like, I fucked with those though. Like,
those chicken sandwiches?
Every single day with cheese. Just
bro, I love the pizza at public school.
Oh yeah.
Pizza was good.
You know, yeah, it's just terrible though.
What?
You know it's terrible though.
Oh yeah, but still,
just like ketchup on,
bro,
on a cracker.
On a cracker.
The Hot Pockets by lunchtime would always be like too hot. You know, they've been sitting in the oven too long. Like the ends of them would be kind of hard. I found the tech after third period. They would start. That's when they started, and you could go there. And I was cool with the lunch lady, and she would sell me a Hot Pocket at third period, like in between. You have a 5 minute bathroom period. I would pull up, and my class was right next to the lunch thing. I would pull up, like, hey, like, let me get a Hot Pocket. They were so fucking soft, bro. They were the best Hot Pockets I've ever had to this day.
These guys.
And she hooks me up every time. But, like, they weren't supposed to be slinging food at that time. It was, you know what I mean? It was, like, 10:30.
Bro, they would just get hot Cheetos in a basket and just dump nacho cheese all over it.
Fire.
Good God.
That was a meal that you could have at my school.
You could purchase it.
That sounds horrendous. But wonderful.
How did you think of your name? Ashes.
Bro, we were sitting there like, alright bro, like, you gotta think of, like, now you're, like, you're on the track now, like right after Scars happened. I was like, alright, like, cool, like, that was alright, you know what I mean? And then like, alright, like, I gotta think of a name, like, what are you gonna put on there? Like, yeah, I guess I can't just be like Adam Slater, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you only use your real name once you actually, like, leveled up in your artist, your own artist career. And I'm not there yet, but so I was just trying to think of something cool, and I was like, dude, like, it could be fucking, like, you know, something typical, like, little this, fucking sad that, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I was just trying to think of something, like, all right, what can I actually be happy with and stick with for at least a few years? And I was trying to think of, like, all right, what, like, I just feel like ashes is, like, what we all start from and, like, what we all will end up as.
Ooh.
So, like, it's, like, ashes to ashes type shit. Like,
yeah.
like we're all gonna be ashes, and like I don't know, like death to me has always been one of those things where I'm not afraid of it, nor do I want it to happen. Like, but I'm just not afraid of it. I know I've accepted it as a part of life. Like, I could die today, I could die tomorrow. Like, life isn't promised type shit. And I just know, like, ashes is just one of those things where it's like, I feel like I can stick by that.
I feel like that argument is like, are you sentimental or are you not sentimental?
Like, me.
I'm just saying.
Oh, like, I was like, dude,
like, some people, like, they either care if they're gonna die or they don't care if they're gonna die. But, yeah. Like, I feel like for me, it's like half. Like, I know I'm gonna die.
But you're enjoying it.
But, like, I think that's really good because, like, who wants to be here forever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just not natural. Nothing. Everything dies. It's a crazy fact that everything is gonna die that we see.
Death is the only thing promised to us in this life.
Yeah. As much as people die, people are born. So, like, what's so bad about death if it, you know?
We aren't owed anything but death.
You already used to.
It's a big cycle.
You were already dead. You were already not existing at one point. So why would it be so hard to imagine that again?
Yeah, I've heard somebody told me, they were like, if you want to know what it was like to be dead, think about what it was like before you were alive.
Yep.
Nothing. You can't.
Yeah.
It's just peace.
The only difference is your mind. You went through shit, now you feel like you have all this knowledge. Like, you don't want to lose the knowledge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, you're holding on. Mm-hmm. You know what is also a big thing that, like, you guys won't have to worry about? None of us here will have to worry about. People go to their deathbeds with things that they want to do, and then on their deathbed, it all piles onto them. Mm-hmm. And you see people go insane. They're mad, angry, and it's all because they had these things that they wanted to do.
Never did them,
and people don't realize that piles up.
Yep.
And on your deathbed, you become so afraid and scared. You just gotta do it. Whether anybody's listening, you know,
mm-hmm.
You have one listener or a million listeners, you need to get it out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And that's what you did like 10 years ago when you started music.
Yeah, mainly I just didn't really feel cool, so I just wanted to like do my own thing. And I felt like I was good at it, better than like anybody else at my age. Well, like, I mean, I had mentors and, like, people that were better than me, but, like, I feel like in my friend group, like, nobody was making music and shit, so I was like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then,
something you're confident about.
Yeah. And then just doing it for so long, watching so many YouTube videos, dropping so many songs, getting so much negative feedback, good feedback, branding things certain ways and realizing, like, how corny they are, like, years down.
Yeah.
Figure out how like to refine shit and like how to make shit timeless and
yeah.
Or at least you think you do.
Was it hard dealing with negative feedback at first?
I would say yeah, but
like a lot of people struggle with that.
Like on the internet, you could always just brush it off. But like I still say like to this day, if somebody like has a valid reason to hate on my shit, which I don't know why they would, but like then like it might hurt me, you know?
Yeah. So I was making sure this was mine.
But then again, I feel like...
But there's really no valid reason to fucking hate
about it. I feel you can't... Yeah, it's just you can't really... Because the internet is just... It's breeded a different type of people. Like, you can go onto the most wholesome photo of a baby, and there will be someone in there like, that baby's ugly as fuck. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you really, like... You can't really pay attention to, like... Shit like that. You can go to, like, the best song ever, and there's going to be comments like, oh, this song's trash.
Yeah,
terrible lyrics. Like, production's trash. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's gonna be people that just hate like on the internet because they can just sit there and just you know what I mean? Like, they're just not stoked. Like,
and it gives people the illusion that thousands of people think this way, so they
because one like because they took the time to comment that it's like, oh fuck, everybody probably thinks that. Like,
do you guys ever want to give up? Like, have you ever had any moments where you're like, fuck?
Maybe during one track, like, while making it, like, alright, like, tonight's not the night.
Yeah.
But, like,
see that.
Not overall, like, dude, I'll probably, like, same thing with, like, riding a dirt bike. Like, I'll probably always, like, I don't have one now, but, like, I have a street bike to fill that void, but, like, I play with music, like, I'll always, like, always be down. Like, I'll probably always have a stew now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, always fucking have some shit, like, just to have, even if I don't.
To do.
Even if I don't do it as of like career, but like I'll just do it just like writing, like always write. You know, smoking weed, I'm always gonna smoke weed. Like, it's just one of those things I fuck with, like I connected with. I've always loved music. Making it has made me a whole different type of listener. Like,
yeah.
So definitely gonna keep that, like those three things.
Exactly.
Moto, music, marijuana.
Skateboarding.
Hey.
Skateboarding? You skateboard?
Yeah. I was like, before music, that's what I wanted to do.
Really?
Be a skateboarder.
Everyone loved skateboarding around here. I skateboarded for a bit. Did you?
Yeah. As a kid, I like skated. Yeah. I wasn't that great. You know, I just got the kickflip, pop shove-its down. Other than that, I just skated for fun. But like, we used to go out to parking garage and just skate for fun before like I was making music. Like, that was what we'd do for fun. Just hit fucking... Just go to Santa Monica quick. There'd be like a fire-ass parking garage. We'd just go up and down that hill for a few hours, get high, go eat some grub, sleep in the car, come home. Like,
I just played Tony Hawk.
I just played skate too. I used to, did you ever skate with like Nick Bustos? No. Do you remember him?
I remember him from Fruitvale.
That fool did the Frontier like 14 stair. He goes off, all's looking good, he just loses the skateboard. He breaks like half of his body, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, dude, that shit was so dangerous. Yeah. Man. Do you remember that show, Scarred?
Yeah.
Bro, I love that shit.
I love that shit.
Dude.
You're just watching that, just like...
People's ankles come out their legs.
Oh. Like, is it skateboarding crashes?
Yeah, but it's just bad ones where like it goes up in between their legs.
Yeah, crazy.
They lose like... a testicle or something. It's
good
just like
God, man.
Yeah, they grease them.
They bust in that all the wrong ways, bro.
Bro, like, the deck like goes through their face.
It they was like the Thrasher Hall of Meat times.
And they would show like it was gory. Like they would show that shit like blood,
dang,
bones through the skin. Like
I used to love watching that stuff.
They would show every single thing.
Yeah,
and it was actually like that was like the first desensitization.
Yeah.
Before you looked up like two guys with a three guys with a hammer type shit. Like,
dude, that's what what was up with that? There was a time where everyone was like, the internet has everything.
Like life.
For real. Yeah.
Let's look up whatever we want, because we can.
Let's go.
It wasn't a bad place. It was like, dude, we could do anything.
We're just like excited. We're just melting our brains.
Hacking the mainframe.
Hacking the mainframe.
Like,
dude, for real.
I'm in.
I spent hours doing this shit.
LimeWire destroyed all of our computers.
Oh,
like,
no, yeah.
Sorry,
so
mom. Sorry, dad.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to.
Didn't care. I got so much free music, bro. Like, my iPod had literally just all I would do is search full albums. Fucking, it was like Tupac, Biggie, Andre, like Mac, fucking.
Same. Yeah.
Just getting discographies.
Yeah, literally the entire, all of their shit.
I fucking miss iPods, bro. iPods were so sick. They're gonna make a comeback, actually.
You think so?
I think so. I think I watched a YouTube video where someone said that they might.
Why?
Because people just miss the nostalgic aspect of it. You're like, no distraction, no like someone texting me during this. Like,
yeah.
I want to go out without my phone. Like, I want to run with my iPod, you know?
I remember like making, like spending time making playlists
me too.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And like, you appreciate the music more. And I'd listen to full albums.
People listen
to
record players.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's crazy.
Those are still things.
Those are super nostalgic for people.
I love Spotify though, and that it's connected me to so much more music. Like my the stuff I listen to now has expanded so much because of their suggestions.
Yeah,
just put it on the radio and.
What do you guys use the most?
I use SoundCloud.
I use Apple Music.
Apple Music.
Yeah.
I just get free Spotify through Starbucks. That's the only reason why I chose that one.
Yeah.
True.
It's fire though.
I pay for the SoundCloud to go like. To me, SoundCloud has everything like a main platform will have, but it also has that shit that it won't have that isn't on Spotify. Yeah. Or like,
you know, Spotify is trying to compete with them now because they're adding, they're opening it up to more
like the non-monetized shit. True, a little bit late, but
yeah,
there's a bunch. Like most shit I listen to is underground.
Yeah,
stuff that isn't like you couldn't search it on Spotify. It's probably not on there. You know what I mean? Like I do listen to shit that is on Spotify, but for the most part, it's like shit with like less than 100k plays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's what's crazy about SoundCloud. And like just nowadays, like there's so much music out there that is so good, but nobody knows about it. It's sad.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about SoundCloud. That's why SoundCloud was popular, is because it was a lot of just indie artists. And so people would stumble upon it and they'd be like, damn, these people sound like something I could listen to on the regular. but nobody follows them. So that's what's cool about me is I follow like this person no one knows. That makes people find individuality in like the artists they follow, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like the common, like the stamp kind of person in the world today that just listens to the radio, they think there's like 10 people that make music. You know what I mean? And everybody else is just irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if they're not on the radio or I don't hear about them on the news, like, who are they? Yeah. They're irrelevant. Like, there's probably so many people that don't know.
That's
like,
at least 50%.
Like extremely irrelevant people. Like, you could probably say, like, who's Gucci Mane? To, like, 5 out of 10 people is going to say, who's that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, who do you mean, who's Gucci Mane? Like,
yeah.
Gucci Mane's an absolute stamp in the industry, like, staple in the industry. Like,
mm-hmm. Everyone you hear is on his payroll, like,
yeah,
he's like built up that industry, you know.
Yeah,
that dude has his finger in everything.
He's so respected. So that's my take on that. Like, that's why I like SoundCloud, like, as far away from the radio as possible. I feel like
it sucks that it doesn't, like, you said that it pays you the least.
Yeah, I feel like that's why SoundCloud pays like the least per play. Compared to anything else, all the other platforms.
SoundCloud pays like
nothing.
5, maybe like 6% of like anything of all my shit.
So that's not it.
Yeah. Monetarily, no, but culturally,
yeah.
Yes.
That's
as a listener, I fuck with.
Like, you guys went to that SoundCloud party when you went and did the music video. It was just parties.
Like an artist party? Yeah, like it was just artists hanging out. I wouldn't call it a SoundCloud party at this point. I feel like all the people that we hang out with are like we're on everything now. Like SoundCloud, I feel like if you're a SoundCloud artist in 2020, you're lacking.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more, and that's not, you know.
You'd be on everything.
It's like this stereotype, but like, it is a common stereotype. Like, oh, it's like, you know, like, oh, SoundCloud rapper. You know what I mean? Like, it's the common, like,
why not access like everything else, you know?
Mm.
Why only like make music in a corner?
Some people are really limited on like their knowledge of how to do shit though. Like, what stops a lot of people is like, for a lot of different things, but music especially, is they're like, oh man, like, you gotta get a mic, right?
Yeah,
you
gotta get a music degree too.
Yeah, before I do anything, I gotta try to go to school for this and then learn that I don't and then quit.
Everybody's
and then.
Yeah, don't do that.
You gotta get a mic, you gotta get like your interface going, and then they're like, how do I get myself out there? Because the biggest problem is a lot of artists who are good at drawing or good at music or good at anything, they're good at that, they're not good at marketing. Mm-hmm. And like you I feel like you know how to market yourselves, and like, you know the importance of the marketing.
I feel like the hardest part in all of this is kind of just saying, I'm gonna do it, and then doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, once you do pull that trigger and you buy the equipment, you're already, you know, you're already on that path, and in the future of that path, you do become great at music. So it's like, if you pull that trigger in the beginning, you should believe in yourself, because that was the hardest part,
right?
You know,
all you have to do is just keep going.
Like, a lot of people, it gets just better.
What if you just kept going when it got frustrating?
Exactly.
And it's that simple. Mm-hmm. Just continue. Exactly. And then eventually the wall falls down.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just pumping out whatever creative aspect you're doing.
I feel like it happens in 2-year like intervals. I feel like every 2 years I feel a lot more confident with myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like, I feel like in 2 years a lot happens with my music. So.
Yeah, you can really see the growth from like at least 1 year. Like, I could definitely, after a year of making music, I'm like, okay, like after a year of actually, like, I wouldn't say I've made music for a year, because like, I was like distracted with school, like work, like I was working CVS, like, you know what I mean? I had a girlfriend, so like, I was making tracks with them like when I was kicking it. So like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like his definition of making music for a year is like triple, quadruple times my definition, you know what I mean? So like, but in that year of my music being out there, I could actually see like, you could see the fucking, the transformation, you know what I mean? Of like, okay, this is where it started, and then this is where it died. If I just keep going, making new stuff, like, keep learning, like, it'll just,
it can't go down.
Like,
you said the other day, you could hear yourself, like, changing throughout it.
Yeah, like, I could just hear myself definitely getting better and learning my own, like, what I can do.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I'm figuring out what sounds good where and like what I need to do, and like just as a critiquer of my own self, I know like, okay, this is what I need to do right here. Like,
and getting that good confidence is so essential. Like,
it's the hardest part about it. Like,
All right, I can do this.
Like, I can just hear how uncomfortable I was from the first track I made. I'm still kind of like uncomfortable, but like it just a good day or a bad day, like if I'm feeling it or not, like I just need to like sit there and just, you know, just gonna take hours and hours of just in the mic.
Yeah. And also it's harder for people with, like, depends on your setup too, because like we record with all of the effects going, so we hear ourselves sounding like near perfect.
Yeah.
We have the autotune on. So since like I've had him and Corey in the studio, it's always been like, do we have to use autotune? Like, no, like, or yeah, no, we don't have to, but like, we're going to learn how to use autotune. Like,
right.
We're going to learn how to use it to our advantage and not try to suck at it. And like, mm-hmm. we don't want it to point out our flaws. We want it to accent our, you know, good abilities.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that in the past year for him, he could definitely hear like the progression. Like now with this track that we just made, it's called Maybe Next Time.
Which is an amazing fucking track, dude.
Yeah. That's going to be coming out sometime this year. But you could just hear, like, Corey Slabs, I've been making music with him for a while, longer than this guy. And he just, like, instantly had something written. He got up, he recorded it. He knew that he had to fix certain things without, like, anybody telling him. And, like, they worked. And
sometimes it's not about, like, what you know. It's about who you know, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, exactly. You knew someone who had the ability.
Like, I had Lund. Like, he mentored me.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he did everything from snowball. Scratch. So, shout out Lund.
Shout out Lund. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. He produced a lot of inspiration on this table right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The stem.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
It's like the stem. The stem's this way, that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lund is the Godfather.
It was cool. We got to meet him when he came to SAC. Yeah. He was super nice. He's like, I told him, I was like, hey man, I know your friend Frankie and Adam. He's like, I fucking love them.
Really?
He's like, I gotta go perform, but like, we can get a picture after.
Yeah.
Super nice. Yeah, dude. Yeah. When did you meet that dude? Lund.
Like, around 2014, when I did one of my first LA shows, my friend Maxwell's, who I ended up living with for a while, he, through this show, hired a bunch of artists out. He didn't hire, he just, like, called us all out, and we were all down. We knew each other from Twitter, SoundCloud, the SoundCloud scene. And so we all go out there, and Len messages me before all that, and he's like, hey, bro, I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
So he says, hey, bro, like, I'm so nervous, like, how is this all going to happen? I was like, bro, don't even trip. Like, we're going to link up. We're going to get high. It's going to be chill.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened. Like, we all killed that shit. And I remember his first performance. I remember his performance there. Like, he just looked like this, like, Bieberish kid with, like, dark hair. And he was just in his fucking vibe. He was, like, singing and shit. Everybody was around him, like, crowded around him. And even back then, people were like, wow, this fool's going to be a star. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy to see the transformation now.
Yeah,
dude. It almost feels like a wow, like that's crazy. Like, I can't even.
Well, it's the same with you guys, dude.
Yeah.
Like, looking at Adam's progression, like, I remember a couple years ago, I came, and this was like the first time we saw each other in a while.
Mm-hmm.
First time we talked in a while. Like, you came to Famous Dave's. And
Famous
we.
Dave's?
Yeah, you didn't eat anything.
I don't even remember.
Famous
that.
Dave's is whack.
Exactly.
Whack. Yeah, that's why you didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, we sit down and I see your nails are dyed.
Mm.
You got like piercings. And like, I was like, what's up, man? I think I heard one of your songs before. I was like, I heard you're starting in this like rap shit. What's up? And you're like, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun. I love it. And like, you had a few views and now you got what? You got that song out with like, it's been out a couple days now on YouTube, and it's at like 50K.
It's like
30K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
You guys are about to come up.
It's, about to be blessed.
It's so cool blessed to watch your friends succeed, dude.
It's cool because like, I feel like the past two projects have just had like the most support than anything I've ever done. I'm more of like a project person, so I drop projects a lot. And so I feel like the past two projects I've done, I've learned the marketing aspect of it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And utilizing Instagram, utilizing Photoshop, and also paying artists for art, you know, like for cool artwork and
yeah.
trying to create a theme. I feel like when I found the pumpkin, that definitely, you know, gave me more of a spooky vibe.
What was that? What was that about? Where'd you find that from?
I just found it on Google. I typed in pumpkin.
No, like you just liked pumpkins or what?
Yeah. I mean, I'm born in October, so I've always kind of liked mm-hmm. fucked with Halloween a little bit.
Use that towards your advantage.
Yeah. And orange has always been my favorite color, so I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm going to just like, everybody's got their logo. Like marshmallow is like yeah. a marshmallow head. So I was like, dude, what if I had a pumpkin head?
Like,
it's
head
it's so cool, dude. Like,
yeah.
His memory.
Everything orange.
Everything.
Everything.
It's a cool ass theme, dude.
It is.
Yeah. Orange so I just fire. Figured, like, why not put brand that on my music? And I feel like branding your music with something that is a shtick like that, like it just, every time someone sees a pumpkin, they think of me or something
yeah.
like that. Every time somebody sees a skeleton, they think of Lun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody like ashes a blunt, you know, that it listens to this fool, they might think of this him, you know.
Yeah, but you got it down, dude. Like Lund skeleton, yeah, that's the thing. But when I see a pumpkin, that's for sure like
yeah.
Foreign Force.
Yeah,
Foreign Force. Like I saw one right out there.
Yeah,
you're fucking
yeah.
Walk away. I was like, pumpkin.
Yeah. So doing that for your music is key. Finding yeah. something to brand yourself like that. And it can't be, like, too out there. And it has to appeal to a niche genre, but also, like, the world at the same time. You know, like, not everybody likes horror movies or Halloween, but, like, fucking almost everybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not... And, like, you don't go for, like, an ultra-spooky thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's, like...
You can't force it,
kind of cute. You got, like... Yeah. It's kind of, like, a cartoony,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
I work with what I got. I try not to, like, be too... Not to overthink it too much.
Because mm-hmm.
you could hinder yourself a lot by overthinking.
Big time.
What do you know about Corey Wells?
I've heard a couple of his songs.
Yeah. He performed at the very beginning. He opened for everybody.
Yeah. I really like his music.
Dude, so good.
His music is really good.
I couldn't believe it. I was not expecting anything. I heard a couple songs, I think.
Mm.
But, like, his... vocals are just exactly how they sound on track, you know.
Yeah, he performed with no autotune.
Yeah, it's crazy good. It was different because like it was he doesn't play like the same genre that you guys do. It wasn't rap, you know.
No, yeah,
it's like
more
that acoustic,
emo.
Yeah, emo. So
it's very like it's a very cool blend that they had him open for them. Sounded really good.
Yeah,
he's a good artist.
How'd you meet Max Wells? Shout out to Max Wells.
Yeah, shout out Max Wells. One of my best friends. I met him through my boy Trippy the Kid, who I don't talk to that much anymore, but like every time I see him, it's like my long lost brother, you know, he's
yeah.
a homie. But yeah, Max Wells, he was like, yo, I fuck with this track by you and Trippy, you know, we should make some shit. And so
mm-hmm.
we did. And it was this track called Walter White, and it had like four artists on it. It was me, Max Wells, this artist named Jules, and this girl named Mindalia, who's my homie, actually. And so when we made that shit, we were like, yo, this is fire. And he had the plan to come to LA again, because we had already done that show.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we made music when he came? So we made music that time, and from there it was like always, dude, what if we lived together? What if we like just did this full time? We
yeah.
were just doing that on the side of our jobs and shit. So when we actually decided to pull the plug and move to Los Angeles, it was me, him, and Lund, and my boy Victor. It was surreal. It was like I really became Foreign Forest
yeah.
at that moment. Like it was like everything's a go.
Yeah.
Like, this is my lifestyle. Like I could proudly tell people like, yeah, this is what I do.
That's a crazy feeling, bro.
So if you don't pull the trigger on shit, you're never going to succeed. You just gotta do shit. Like if you fuck up, that's okay. Like, just do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this whole thing started because, I mean, we used to work together, and one day he's just like, bro, what if we did a podcast? And I was
exactly,
like,
bro.
I was like,
down.
I literally was like, what? Down, dude. He was like, I have a mic and a laptop. Yeah. And I was like, tomorrow, literally next day, podcast out. Since then, we've grown so much, dude. You can go and listen to it and like see how you talk, see how you like
those are 39,
interact with others and like, correct yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is this?
If you should change it to 69, you guys should skip.
And then go back?
Yeah.
Actually, we have some secret.
Someone's going to laugh.
I told you, Bakersfield's blowing
That's
up.
That's the second one.
That's the second one.
Tommy's a devil.
Fire. But how did... Okay, so I asked Adam already, but how did you think of your name?
I was on acid.
Yes, that's what you like.
I called my friend Manar, and his name's
Manar. Love to have a friend named Manar.
Yeah. Manar.
We were making music back in the day, and I called him. I was like, "Yo, I don't want to be." I was this artist, his name Mellow Martyr back in the day, and I was like, "I don't want to be Mellow Martyr anymore." Like, I feel like
I remember that, bro. Mellow Martyr.
Yeah, that was like my senior year.
It's kind of a cool name.
Damn. Okay.
So 4-4 is kind of, you know, Mellow Martyr. Yeah. It's not too far, but. I was like, yo, I don't want to be this anymore. Like, I want to be something else. He was like, yo, just like, we were thinking, like, I had all this new music equipment and shit, all these chords hanging from shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, like, this feels like a forest. Like, these look like vines and shit. And I was like, because I was on acid. Did everybody just get a massive the same
time? No, that's me, dude. I'm sorry. I need to, like,
all his shit.
Y'all got the same girl massive.
I swear we're gonna have the
Tommy,
same situation
you,
at the hotel that you guys did.
But yeah, basically, I was just looking at equipment and shit, just like tripping off acid, and I was like, dude, like I'm a biological human, like in this fucking technological room.
Yeah.
Tripping balls, like I need to fucking think of a name right now. Foreign Forest. I'm in a foreign forest. I'm in a robotic world, but I'm not robotic.
Yeah.
Mm. Facts.
And it was kind of
an interesting thought. You know, that's like truly really cool. Something. Yeah.
Actually.
Let's acknowledge that first.
That's something that I had a very similar experience at Robot.
It's so hard human. To explain that. Every time I've been asked, I feel like that was the best time I explained it. Because that's like really what it felt like.
Bro, the blending. That's what's crazy. That's a very cool name. Yeah. You know, like I had no clue there was that much depth to it.
Every time somebody asks, I like forget, you know? But
it's a good name.
It is a pretty good story.
Sometimes I think I want to change that shit, but it's like, nah.
What, Foreign Forest?
Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah, negative one, bro.
I haven't.
Denied.
I mean...
Until you're Frankie Denham, just be Foreign Forest.
Until you're Frankie Denham.
My legal name.
Dude, New York. How was that?
That was hella lit. Shit.
Damn, you guys, like, legit flew to New York and performed. Was it like a...
That felt like a movie, for sure. Like, I've never been to New York before, and it was like... It reminded me of L.A., but just way more beautifully built.
Mm-hmm.
Felt a lot older.
Yeah.
And so we were there, it was like, we're Snapchatting, everything felt like a movie, and we actually, like, we're watching Lund do his warm-ups and shit for his set, mm-hmm. and, like, I didn't even really need to warm up, because I wasn't using, like, in-ears and, like, all the equipment. I was just going to sing over a song with auto-tune on my mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like... I was nervous as fuck. Like, we were in the green room, like, looking at all the people that were out there. There's a fucking hell of people out there. And we were just, like, nervous as fuck, shaking.
Yeah. I would be too, dude. Yeah,
but then we were like, bro, like, after this, like, we're about to eat. And, like, feels so good.
Like, you get, yeah.
That always after looking forward to the food after.
And so after we were, like, done, we were all in the green room. We were just, like, all crying, holding each other. We were like, dude, this was so fire.
Oh, that's so cool. What a great
bro, that's what's so cool, dude. Like,
it's like you guys won the Super Bowl or something.
It literally felt like we won the Super Bowl.
Newborn right? baby just brought to the world.
It's crying.
Birth. I can't do it. So funny.
Facts.
That's awesome, man. You got, how many days were you there?
We were there for like 4 days.
So you guys got to go see just, some shit?
Yeah, just explored. We tried to go to the Empire State Building, but it was like hundreds of dollars per person to go up. So we were like, no.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you pay at a kiosk, you swipe it, and then you could go through the gates.
Just gonna hop the gate. Security.
It's not like the movie Elf where you can just, like, walk onto the
it's
elevator.
It's hella Hollywood in there. It's
not
Hollywood
like the metro station where you can just hop over the little road.
No, it's like, this is a movie set, like, type shit.
Really?
You can't even get in.
That's cool, though. Lund.
It was really cool.
Foreign Forest.
Definitely a good growth experience.
Yeah.
You think you're gonna tour ever?
For sure.
Tour isn't necessary.
It's definitely gonna come up for sure. I'm just waiting for the right.
What about the? You mentioned that you wanted to take a little break.
Yeah, like I was feeling really like uninspired for the past couple months, but as of recently, like I've just been feeling a lot better.
So who knows on that?
Yeah, so I think we'll I'm not gonna take a break.
All right, yeah. Love to hear that. Tour, no break.
Can't,
more
can't
foreign forest.
Yeah, no pumping brakes.
Too much momentum. Yeah.
That album coming out.
Literally too much momentum, and I've stunted my growth so many times. Like I've had momentum a lot of times, and there's been a lot of times that I just like fucked it up somehow. So I feel like
writer's block, dude. It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
George R. R. Martin stopped on the fucking, what is it, like the fourth or fifth book of Game of Thrones.
Really?
He had writer's block. He couldn't think of anything else to do, and they kept going with the show, and that's why Game of Thrones, for whoever doesn't know what we're talking about.
What's Game of Thrones?
Who?
Adam, come on.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
It sucks when you're in it, but you can't get hard on yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I can get hard by myself.
Oh, I know you can, but...
I can get hard on myself.
Dude, so LSD... Talk about it. You made your name from it?
Been some years since I did it.
Yeah.
But
they say it's something like giving birth. Like you don't necessarily want to do it.
Yeah.
All like, the time, but it's such a meaningful experience. Like you said, you like found your name through that shit.
Yeah. Every time that I did it was like really great. Mm-hmm. Like one time, the trippiest time I ever did LSD was like the first time. So the first time I was still in high school, I was a senior, I was dating this girl, and it was 10 p.m. and I had this tab. After me and my friends were smoking, and we got some tabs. We were like, all right, everybody, you're going to do them. We're going to do them in our house and like FaceTime later.
Mm-hmm.
And so all
FaceTime, you don't even know how to work it.
I'm like, okay, so this is how it starts. So I'm in here. This house was not remodeled yet. And it was just cozy, carpet on the ground. So I'm laying down on the ground. And I'm on my phone, and all the apps start, like, moving. Like, all of the apps like, you know, like, when you wake up, you're kind of cross-eyed and shit. Everything's, like, doubled, kind of.
Yeah.
It was like that. And so my apps were like that. I was like, whoa. So I need to go to my room. My dad was in bed. My sister was in bed. And I'm sitting on the ground, and I'm trying to call my friends, and none of them are answering. So I start panicking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck, I'm about to go through this by myself. I have school in the morning. These trips last like... I took this feeling. Really fat... Yeah, it was the worst feeling. I took this really fat dose. It was like this like double tab. And this is my first time. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck, like how am I going to get through this? And so the ground starts boiling. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is actually really fucking cool. I was like enjoying it. I was looking at the popcorn ceiling when we had that. It would look like worms.
Yeah.
And... from there, it was like, okay, so I'm going to try to bust a nut. So I was like, I was in my bed. And I was having these closed-eyed visuals. I remember it was black. It was red outline. It was a red outline just like moving and drawing shit.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was drawing was like this old man like hitting with like a sledgehammer. Like just hitting like an iron. Or what is it called? Those things?
Anvil.
Anvil.
Yeah.
Just hitting an anvil. And I was like trying to bust a nut, but I just kept seeing this weird shit. And so I like, fuck it. Like, I just ended up doing it because my body was so intensely feeling the drugs and shit that it just like happened actually pretty easily. And I call my friends, they finally answer. And they're like, I told them that, and they're like, you didn't just do that. Like, you know that when that happens, right? Like, you're on it forever now.
Oh,
no.
I was
on it forever, and I was like, this is the worst.
No.
So I wake up. I actually get like 4 hours of sleep.
Terrible.
I wake up, I go to school, I'm still tripping balls, man.
This is in high school?
Yes. This is senior year high school. I'm still tripping balls. I'm walking past people thinking I can hear people's thoughts in my mind. So I'm like just smiling. I'm like, wow, I feel way smarter than all these kids. I'm reading all their thoughts. Like, and my girl walks up to me, hey, baby. And I'm like, what's up, baby? Like, I'm not reading her thoughts. Like, just,
I'm just reading her thoughts.
And she's like, are you tripping? And I was like, yeah, like I'm fucking tripping. And then
your pupils
I think when I went into that next period is when it like stopped. It stopped hitting so hard, but fuck, that was a trip.
Do you think there's something magical in it, or is it just a chemical reaction?
I think it's what
maybe
it would make it.
You know, like psychedelics in general.
Yeah. Is love just in a chemical reaction? No, it's whatever you make of it.
That's
yeah.
some deep shit.
Yeah. It's true.
Some real shit.
Yeah.
It's still an experience.
Never
it's
even still thought an of it experience. Like that.
Mm-hmm. If it is just a chemical reaction, that in and of itself is a miracle, too.
I feel like physical yeah. reactions can affect your soul, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like your soul is what ultimately takes all of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's not spiritual.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's true. Like the foreign forest. Blending technology.
Yeah.
You slapping me? Bro, this is what has come of my glove. Right, so you asked me the other day, what would make you happy if money wasn't a factor?
Yeah.
Go.
What would make me happy if money wasn't a factor? Just living. Kind of like this new game, Animal Crossings. You know, you're just living on an island with all the people you love. Working to make the island greater.
Making music or what?
Doing what you love, yeah.
That's what you'd do? Easily. You'd like to make music for the rest
of
your life?
Making music is just a piece of me. Yeah, like, that's like drinking water,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like, it's my end all.
Yeah.
But it's one of my best methods of communication, for sure.
You do it well. Truly. What about you, Adam?
With no money, what would make me happy?
Would you be a businessman?
No, it would either be the marijuana,
mm-hmm.
the moto, and the music, and gotta bust nuts somehow. That's a necessity. I think that's already accounted for. That's like water.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's like water.
You said that before.
Yeah. Basically, that's all you need.
You believe in the rub and tugs?
Yeah, I believe in the rub and tugs. They're healthy for the brain. They're healthy for the body.
The mind.
The mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
God bless you for it, man.
That's so gotta funny. Be out here.
This fool's running around on empty all day.
It's a healthy post-nut clarity, bro. Nothing like it.
This fool never acts rash, you know? He's always rational.
Dude, that's true.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's never like a...
freak out moment, yeah.
Bro, I make the worst decisions when I've not busted a nut. Like,
post nut clarity.
I ruined my relationship because I had no post nut clarity.
Yeah.
Like, I ruined fucking probably some friendships in the past. Like, fucking, you know, ruined games of Fortnite for sure because I'm sitting there with a loaded gun. Gotta fucking go blow a load, come back, win the game. Like, yeah. What was I doing? Why was I being so
still
aggressive?
Won, but what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real thing, bro. Like, when you grow up, you seriously, like, for me, I was like, when you feel post-nut clarity for the first time, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about anything but what matters.
I'm in control again.
I'm in control. I don't need this going on in my head.
You're looking at what you're watching, like, the porn, you're like, get this out of my face.
Yeah, you're
this
just disgusted with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Like, if you, that's like one of the worst
more
torches.
Times than not. You're just like, dude, I'm so toxic, like. What am I thinking?
Like,
what am I watching?
What am I watching?
That's our conscience, bro. Think of how easily distorted our conscience is.
Yeah.
Just the post-nut clarity, dude. Just right
that's
after that nut,
depth.
You
how
think
powerful
better.
That part of your life, that part of your body is.
It's an instinct. That's what
like
instinct
your heart
is.
Your mind. It's almost as powerful as your heart and your mind.
Isn't that crazy? Instinct.
In sync. Great band.
Sync. Stink.
Yes.
Dude, there's a... Lund isn't from Bakersfield though, right?
No.
There's a large little community from Bakersfield that like kind of blows up.
Yeah.
Korn was from here?
Yeah.
Korn was from here?
Yeah. That's Korn was from here, yeah.
No. What do you mean? Fucking Buck Owens?
Buck Owens!
He's from
Merle
Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
I love them.
Merle Haggard.
That's how this place was actually started, was with country.
Country.
We're changing this shit now.
We started out in country.
You're changing.
We started out country. We're changing this shit now. People don't want to see it.
Started out.
No more country.
Little plushie.
Started out.
Little plushie's coming
on the farm.
On the farm.
Off the beach on the
go look
farm.
Up Lil Plushie.
On Saturday.
You gotta do it.
So funny.
Well, Adam loves hoarders.
Oh, I love hoarders, bro. That is one of the best things to exist on YouTube.
Since he told me that last week, I've been watching it too.
It's honestly great to watch. Like, you can see, at least if you're fucked up in your head, at least you don't exert that to your existence around you. Yeah. Like, I'm at least just fucked up in the head, but I can keep a clean room.
Keep it in my head.
Like, yeah. I keep it in my head. I can contain myself in that sense. And some people can't contain themselves.
True. These people are sleeping on like old mattresses on top of like junk and mail and magazines and cat maggots piss. Crawling on them.
People are sleeping with rats, shit everywhere, dead cats. Yeah. Like, shit is really.
Oh, harsh. There's my husband. Like, yeah, like he was under there the whole time. Yeah.
What's sad is when it's all organized too.
Some people, there's a different books. Yeah, there's yeah. different levels of hoarding. There's the trash. There's
we
the
talk about this. Dang, were you wearing the hoarder?
The trap, like,
get the trash out of here.
And then there's the hoarders that just buy shit all day. The they have a million candles. They have a million toy soldiers. Like a million cars. Like a million books. A million everything. Like, they just keep buying and buying the same shit. It's like, bro, I would like, I don't know. I can't relate. I could never. Facts.
Yeah. But that's like the point of those shows is like, at least I'm not that.
That's what I'm saying.
Even like the Kardashians, people watch those girls and they're like, at least I'm not that crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why people like that shit. Life. They're like, I wish I was there, but like, I don't. Like, I would do it better.
Glad. Yeah. I could do it better.
Yeah.
That's a toxic thing to think. That's what everybody thinks though. Yeah. You watch a good video, they're like, I could do that.
No, but like, bro, you know what? You know what I hate is like when people come up to you and they're like, your music's good, but like, if you did this, you would blow up. Like,
yeah.
When they don't know shit.
You would blow
they're
up.
Like, they're like Facebook fucking warriors.
Yeah.
Facebook warriors. Gotta Facebook love a Karen.
For
Karen.
That could be a show, Facebook warriors.
Yeah. We could start that.
You could start that,
that's
dude.
A genius-ass idea.
You could troll people
like,
on there.
It'll be like, don't fuck with cats. Like, that same kind of setup where it's like,
yeah.
One-on-one interviews with some mix of like, PowerPoint style fucking...
What are we going to call it?
Facebook Warriors.
Facebook Warriors.
Yeah, this fool forgot already.
Yeah.
Like, it's only a matter of seconds.
Literally.
Dude, that we could set it up like that. Have you seen that cat documentary on Netflix?
Yeah, Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah.
You've seen that?
100%.
Holy shit.
I had to watch it. I've watched anything.
People are sleeping on it.
Good. I'm going to pull a Donald Trump. I probably know Netflix more than anybody.
Uh-huh.
I probably watched... more things on Netflix than probably anyone. Okay, oh so.
Just anyone in the world, for sure.
No one in the world is more educated about the good things on Netflix than I am.
I believe it. Honestly,
Netflix
I believe it.
Netflix has the good movies. Hulu has the good shows.
Hulu does have good shows. The Hulu originals, I've watched a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
HBO has the good.
Okay, HBO is that Silver Spoon shit, so give me your admin and password because I don't have it. I have Hulu and Netflix.
I'm using my exes. What?
Wait, whoa.
She's gonna chase
bro,
it. She sees this.
I was using my ex's Netflix for like probably a year, bro. And then one day I had someone over, bro, and I go to turn on Netflix and it just says, you've been signed up. Like, sign up for your free trial.
I've been waiting for that for so long.
I'm like, damn.
Can't afford it now.
You all ask her, can you make one?
I got my free trial. I just got my free trial, and I have my own Netflix now. But I went like...
big boy.
I went like 4 years of my life having Netflix and never paying for it. Like, I'm sure a lot of people do that, but...
got it.
Do you remember when Netflix sent CDs to your house?
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, I used
that
to get
that was a
CDs.
Different time. That's...
think about that.
Think about...
you had to wait for your movie.
Yeah. Talking about DVDs from
they've
Netflix?
Been established. They've been trying to take TV since the beginning.
They're for doing really. It well.
And they did it.
That's fast.
They already did it.
Think of how you had to move as a company from, like, that technological age. Like, all right, how can we take our company who sends discs to people and change that to be better?
Yeah. Put it all on the internet.
They make a streaming service. You don't even have to send shit to anybody.
Download it entirely.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Blockbuster dropped the ball big time.
Ooh.
Oof.
Bye-bye.
Redbox coming.
That was the spot, though. Going Blockbuster.
So fun.
The smell of the carpet.
Candy.
Yeah. The candy, bro.
My family would go every Friday.
Just the candy.
And then there wasn't just movies there. There was games.
Yes.
Yes.
Battlefront 2.
Best part. Yes.
You're just like, please be there. Please be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the best time of my life.
So good.
Skating down there. No worries. Besides girls, games, and not getting caught. Of like smoking weed.
For real.
Girls, games. So yeah, seriously. Not getting caught for the shit that you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Being a hooligan, walking on cinder block walls.
Now it's like, I don't want to be that at this age, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't want to be a scrub. But I wish I could go back in time.
Dude, that was a good time. The air smelled cleaner. The birds chirped louder.
There's a time, like, if you have responsibilities, you can't be a scrub. But that 17 years of, like, you can't even get really in that much trouble for this type of shit. Like, full send, be a scrub.
Yeah.
But once you gotta start paying a bill or fucking can't maintain a job, like, God, can't be a scrub. You can't be out being a hooligan.
Being a hooligan.
You know, dedicate a day or two, a little week for that.
It's a dope ass sweatshirt, dude.
Fuck with the Nothing Nowhere merch, the Deadbeat Valentine.
Deadbeat Valentine. Love that song.
Super fire. It's a hit.
I need to get some of your merch.
Yeah.
Order some of that. You got some cool ass shit. Go buy his merch.
Teespring.com/stores/foreign.
Really cool stuff.
Hyphen forest.
Hyphen.
Foreign minus forest.
Easy.
Dash. Easy clap.
Just search
10% off still or what?
Yeah, if you want 10% off, use the code merch, but the all capitals and the E is a 3. There you go.
There you go. What's your favorite song you've made?
Name everyone.
Name every song. Name every
song. Yeah, you think you made 1,000 songs? I know your foreign forest.
I couldn't name every song.
Name every song.
Sometimes
think
I hear songs.
You're foreign forest.
I'm not foreign forest.
Wait. Oh shit.
What have you done with him?
No, I really.
You can think on that. What's your favorite song?
Yeah.
That you've made.
Oh, that's easy. Probably fucking. Oh.
Is it that new one that's coming out?
Probably the new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Unheard.
Unlistened to. Spoken to.
Yeah.
It's a good ass song. I love it.
I'd say You Never Pick Up is mine.
You Never Pick Up?
Yeah, either You Never Pick Up or Just a Buzz.
I definitely know Just a Buzz. You have to play Never Pick Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I think my favorite song, I have so many, but like Gravity.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I love that sample of Interstellar in there.
I fuck with that movie heavy. That's trippy. He falls through like space and time and dimensions.
Wait, which movie?
Interstellar.
Oh, yeah.
And I think my favorite of yours is no that Park. Last song you did, but that's other than true. That, probably Past Life is really good.
Past Life is bouncy.
I like Confused.
Confused is really good.
Yeah.
That's the only one I was debating between those two.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Past Life is so clean.
Lund is on the FaceTime.
On the FaceTime? Put him on the podcast. Lund's about to join the podcast.
What's good?
Hey. Lundy boy.
What's good, gang?
What the fuck are you doing? We're podcasting. We're doing a podcast. We were just talking about you, though, saying how dope you are. You're like the godfather of this shit.
You know it, bro.
That's
me.
You know
it. I'm on this motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The stem. The stem of the tree.
Here with Tom and Topher.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
How you been? Welcome to the podcast. You're a guest right now.
Yeah, didn't you meet him?
Where? Yeah, we met.
Saw you in Sacramento.
I saw you in Sacramento.
It was fire. It was fire. Got some pictures. It's cool.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job, dude. Honestly.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, that shit was lots of fun, man. Can't wait to come back.
Oh, yeah, looks so.
How many more concerts did you have to cancel after this shit went down?
We only canceled. We rescheduled 2. And we canceled 2, but they might be rescheduled. But it was Houston, Arizona, San Diego, and LA.
Are you still going to LA?
Yeah, the San Diego and LA one are happening, I think, May 26th and May 27th.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. You didn't let it affect you too much.
Yeah. What you doing?
Well, all right, man. I'll let you do your thing.
All right, man.
You need to come on, bro. Come on the podcast.
boys.
Later. That was a good little promo. Little, what was that? Drop in?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's like in Joe Rogan where Eddie Bravo just comes in out of nowhere. Right? Like, what that the hell? Like
really conveniently timed.
Yeah, it was, truly. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, this was a... What are we at right now? Time-wise.
A minute 40.
A minute 40?
An hour 40.
I'm like, damn. All right, we got a lot to go then.
It's been a minute 40.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of the questions. I got a few more.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Simple questions here. How long does it normally take to make a track start to finish?
A good track, like 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Dang.
For me.
I expected like 3 days. No. No? Start to finish?
I mean,
like, you don't even
go
back and edit?
Hole in My Heart? It depends on what track. Because, like, Hole in My Heart was a rare case that took, like, days.
Yeah.
Like, depends on the beat. Like, if he's making
every other
beat
track,
or two.
Yeah, before. Every other track is normally, like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dope.
If I know what I'm doing.
That changes it all for me. You know? Yeah.
If I'm just experimenting, trying to make music that I don't know what the goal of it is,
mm-hmm.
then I can do it for hours.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, we've sat there
and get abstract
with
it
for hours.
Hours.
Get a little abstract.
Before we even decide halfway through, throw it away, start again. Like,
yeah.
So, like, even lyrics, the beat, everything, start to finish.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm gonna try that. I've been trying to, like, if I make something or some sort of song, I try to, like, all right, I'm gonna take this much time for this. I gotta get it out quick because you do really like dive in. And you take, like, way more time than is necessary for some things. And you get nitpicky.
Yeah.
You know? And you change things that nobody hears, like...
Well, you...
It's
I
good
think
to do it.
It's good to do it, yeah, regardless. Because you're just gonna... You shouldn't let... You shouldn't not post shit, but you should try to sound as good as possible.
Do you ever, like, listen to a song, you know, you're editing it, and by the time you're done, you're just like... I'm not in love with this song anymore.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I mean, there'll be just some times where I'll just be like trying to record, like, all right, like this is not it. You know what I mean? Like, I just by the end of it, like, I'll sit there write for like an hour, go and I'll hear it. I'm like, all right, yeah, this is just not what I thought it was gonna turn out to be. So like, happens though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
What sort of recording you use? Ableton?
Yeah. That's what we're using now.
Have you ever messed with anything else, like Logic?
Messed with everything, like Logic, FL.
That's your favorite, though, Ableton?
There's Pro Tools before this.
Pro Tools.
Hmm.
Yeah, Ableton is the easiest workspace I've used.
As we wrap this up...
Super clean, too.
Yeah.
As we wrap this up... what do you have as far as advice for people who are out there who want to start something like music or anything?
Podcasting.
Anything. Yeah. Anything. What do you have for them who are just not wanting to do it, not feeling it?
It's like a lottery. I mean, if they don't want to do it, then they probably won't. But if you wanted to do it, you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
So like, if you have to want to do it, like... You need people around you that are going to want to build you up, want to do shit themselves. You got to surround yourself with people that want to grow and aren't content with how they are.
And nobody's going to want to do it for you. Like, I've taught a couple people before, like, them, like, how to, like, make music and shit. And, like, a lot of them just wouldn't stick with it because they weren't motivated.
Yeah.
So you have to
There's a lot of truth
yourself.
In that, dude.
Yeah. And I think that having idols, like, you know, Lil Peep, Mac Miller, have those kind of people... Watching their lifestyle on YouTube and shit makes you want to live that type of shit. So if you're not doing that type of shit, watching those videos, you're probably not wanting all that in the beginning. So
inspiration and having people who don't just fucking talk about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know how many years people spend just going like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
One day. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up, dude. I'm not going to do it.
It's been a whole just do it.
You got to go do it.
Like it's Nike true. Type shit.
Just can do it.
That's what's cool about he and I. We just kind of keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Go, go, go. We say we're going to do something and then we actually do it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And you bounce it off each other.
You got to find that. You got to find partners who are doing it. You know, it's not just fucking talk. There's a lot of people out there like that.
Yeah, no cap. It's a no cap zone.
No cap zone.
I have a question too. So a lot of like actors and a lot of hip hop artists too, they all believe in some type of like higher power, or law of attraction type thing. They set their mind to something and just seemed like their whole life just kind of flowed together and went down that path, and they've manifested this life of their dreams. Do you guys believe in anything like that, like your higher self or law of attraction or anything other than just like setting your mind to something?
Frankie says manifest all the time.
Yeah, like when we were just talking about the end of the simulation type shit, I feel like I am reaching that sort of path of at least mindset wise of like figuring out what I need to do to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just to actually be happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like there is some sort of kind of karma energy, mm-hmm. sort of give what you get reason. Not maybe not a reason, but like I just believe in choices. You make a choice that literally will change your whole path. Like,
yeah,
say I go to McDonald's today, like that literally will change my path. Like you could meet somebody, you could get in a car accident, you could fucking like all kinds of shit. Like every choice matters, and I just feel like the choices I'm making now are the right ones. It just feels like that. Mm-hmm. So
it's so true. Like every moment, like every little moment, you have like potential to either do nothing or do something. And like you think about certain moments, like somebody steps out in front of a car, boom, dead. That's crazy to think about that just happened. And like if she left a minute earlier, she would have been hit by that car.
Yeah. Choices,
something like that. And like with this, if I didn't say like, hey man, let's do a podcast,
right,
never would have happened.
What would I wouldn't be doing right now?
We wouldn't be, our whole lives would be different right now. Yeah. You would be doing something else. Everybody. It's a crazy thing. You just got to do it. You just got to send it. The moment you think about it, I heard this recently. I think it's from a movie, but it was like, there's like a 5-second window in your brain where you get an idea. Like say you see a pretty girl.
Right.
And you get that burst of adrenaline that only lasts there for seconds, and that's the most critical time to just bounce on it, you know. Mm-hmm. Go off that adrenaline.
It's gonna happen or not.
Yeah, once that 5 seconds is up, they say just scientifically you're not gonna do it. Yeah. And it's the same with just everything. The moment you think of something, bounce on it, do it, whatever you want to do, on your deathbed you don't have it all stacked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So ever since I was a kid, I was like obsessed with magic and like ESP, moving shit with your mind, like mind control, like all that shit.
Yeah, and
like, in my adult life, I don't practice magic or anything like that, but throughout my study and throughout my like research of meditation and like trying to figure out your own soul, I've figured out that
you said you were talking about, or you used to,
I smoke
magic.
Way too much weed, bro.
No, you're good. This happens to me all the fucking time, bro.
So I was like really into magic, but like I'm in my adult life, I'm kind of learning that like the magic is more so kind of like gravity, kind of like a law of attraction type shit, kind of like a manifestation. Like if you tell yourself it's gonna happen, like it's gonna happen. Whether it might not be in like an area that you know of or in a way that you know of, but like somehow, some way, what you're feeling is gonna happen. It might be through your actions. It might not be a physical thing. It might be, it's just something flowing through you and it changes you. It's just, like you said, it change, like, you either do it or you don't. Like, there's either change or there's no change.
Yeah.
So, like, if you tell yourself that you want change enough, you're going to manifest that in your real life because your subconscious is telling you, I want change. I probably shouldn't do this. I probably should do that.
You lead yourself.
Whether it's losing weight, whether it's starting something new, whether it's getting over a relationship, like
whether it's leaving that abusive partner, like
exactly. Like if you can just tell yourself that's what you're gonna do. Like I was getting a tattoo the other day and I was like, it was on my left arm and I had this piece of paper in my right arm and I was just like trying to focus on the texture in my right finger. And I like almost couldn't fucking feel the tattoo happening. My cat in the other room just going wild.
Meow.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a lot of people think, all right, so let's take this advice. If I want something, and I believe hard enough, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily it. Like, if you really want something, you're going to do everything you can. If you really want something.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. If you really want your baby to get out from under a car, that mom has the power with that adrenaline to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's proven.
Yeah.
So if you really want something, it's a matter of just continuously doing that until you're dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're famous from it. Doesn't matter what happens. It's that you are doing that thing. Mm-hmm. And like, the once you start doing it, it starts that snowball effect. You meet people, just like you met each other, who grow, and then you meet, like, Lund, Maxwell's, you know, you get this thing going, and all of a sudden you guys are, like, almost this team. With us, we start a podcast, that snowball effect, have a couple guests, and I think, Adam and 4&4, so not?
There we go.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Easy
who's,
clap.
Who's next, you know? Where does this go next?
Just keeps going, though, that's all that matters.
It's snowball.
Just I'm keep excited. Going. That's
just
that's
strange
the whole
how like, yeah, opportunities just start showing up that are in line with what you want to do once you make that decision. You know?
Yeah.
Definitely don't live with a regret. You can't. It's 2020. We can't be living with regrets. Like, right. There's too many opportunities. Like, people might be making that. You know what I mean? You got to put yourself out there so fucking people could make that choice on you as well. Like, you know what I mean? If you're not out there, you can't get randomly chosen or fucking, you know what I mean? That one just chance thing to happen.
Just put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, he says something I think is like preparation meets
opportunity,
bro.
Yeah.
You know, we have 40 episodes, 39 episodes, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the preparation met opportunity here, you know? If sometimes people think like, oh, I have this opportunity. Maybe me, Adam, and 4&4 we could all podcast together. And then they're like, "Oh no, I don't have any out yet. I don't have any built up. Like,
yeah,
I have nothing. Like, why would I do that? Yeah. You know, opportunity meets preparation, bro. You gotta just do it, do it, do it, and eventually somebody's gonna see what you're doing and be like, "Oh, cool, let's do it together, or let's promote."
I respect the hustle. Like, all right,
yeah. You know, I feel like there was a good ass theme to this podcast.
For real.
You know, these are some weird times going on.
They're going to be able to take a lot away.
This is a cool time to do a podcast, too.
Everybody needs to be sitting at home just listening to some new shit. They need to tune into the podcast.
Yeah.
Facts. I'm going to go check on my cat because I feel like she's...
If I had to take a good old Steamer Stanley.
Steamer Stanley. Yeah, this is a good time to wrap it up. I'm not going to wrap it up completely until he's here. But... you should let them know about the album coming out. You have 3 songs or 2 songs coming on it?
I'm going to be on 2 of the tracks. They're going to be called Avocado and Full, which is already out. But yeah, he's going to be dropping the video to our track Full. And then there's going to be a couple more singles dropping. I'm not sure what he chose as the next single. But we have another guest.
Another guest speaker.
Got a guest speaker. Her name's Omelet.
He's just shouting out your album.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out.
It's going to be cool. Get Me Out of Here. Coming out April 3rd. This Fool's on it. My boy fucking Corey. All the homies on this shit. Support it. I appreciate every one of you.
True.
Omelet hates being held.
You guys got anything else you need to shout out?
Shout out live.
True. Shout out.
Shout out live. Shout out to the virus. Like, thanks a lot for being a jerk.
Yeah.
I'd wish for you to stop whatever it is you're doing.
Everybody listening to this, I hope that you at least enjoyed listening. You passed some time. If anything, you took something away. A valuable life lesson or just, you know, a different outlook on life. But
hell yeah.
Try to stay positive.
Send that text.
Send that
feedback.
Take a risk.
Give us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that chance. Accept rejection.
Yeah. Rejection is your friend.
Accept rejection, honestly.
Yeah. Failure is your friend.
Facts. Accept failure.
Keep failing. You get better.
Get embarrassed.
Post-nut clarity. Live life like a movie. No regrets. Basically the gist of this.
Dude, thank you guys for doing this. Truly. Like,
thanks
this was
for
so
having
cool.
It.
Yeah.
Good setup. It all worked out really smoothly.
All day.
go follow Foreign Forest, Ashes. Follow us if you're not. We got a lot more shit coming your way.
Ready for the after podcast sesh grub?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Love you. God bless you. Angels watch over you.